Back on the Rivercats pregame show, we're getting ready to play two in Tacoma here at Cheney Stadium. The Rivercats and the Rainiers, Zach Beirute, and I'm joined by Bryce Eldridge, who got a home run last night, second one of the year, Bryce, and it was a pretty good shot out to right field. You got it clean. Had to feel pretty good to start the series off that way in your first at bat.
Yeah, for sure. Glad I could hit. Got a good pitch to hit and hit it hard. A little bit of tough conditions last night with the cold weather and the rain, but I didn't really get the ball much past the infield, it felt like, in batting practice, so it was good to get that one in the game.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it got out the speed it did, especially considering the cold and the wind, which was blowing straight in. But that home run, just a part of a really good stretch that you're in right now. How are you feeling at the plate, and what's kind of sparked this good run for you?
Yeah, I think it's all just confidence and getting into rhythm. I had not much of an off-season swinging-wise because I had surgery, so it's taken me a little bit to kind of get back into rhythm, kind of get my feels back, and throughout spring and the first few weeks of the year, just still trying to get things to click. And I'd say last week things definitely clicked, and confidence is a big part of this game. And I got into a good routine with that last week and talked to some teammates about some good techniques, about good self-talk and all that, and things kind of switched just like that. So just been working on the mental part of things, and obviously reps are huge, so it's been feeling good and trying to keep it moving forward.
What was the surgery, and how did it affect you mechanically?
I had a surgery done on a bone in my wrist, had it removed, and had a part of my tendon removed in there, and it was something that was really bothering me last year, and got it taken care of in the off season. And coming back, it's just part of it is just obviously you got to use your wrist when you swing the bat, and it's a big part of it. So just trying to get used to it, break up that scar tissue, and definitely took a little bit for it to feel good and to trust it again. And I'd say over the last month and a half, I've been feeling amazing, and finally moving past it. And when you're trying to baby something or protect something in your swing, things often get messed up and you get out of rhythm, but I'm starting to figure it out.
I'm going to take you back to last September with the at the Will Rogers World Airport in Oklahoma City. I was in the TSA line. You were up at the front there, I think, with Gavello. And I noticed you were on the phone, and I'm like, I don't know what Bryce is doing on the phone right before he goes through the scanner. But as it turns out, it's a pretty big moment for you. I got the skinny from Brundy when I got through. He goes, I couldn't even tell him in person because he wanted you to try and get your bag. But you got called up when we were in the TSA line, which was unlike anything I've seen. But what was that moment like for you and getting that call?
It was crazy. At that point in the year, we had 1 week left in our season, and it wasn't something I was necessarily expecting. I'd put my phone and all my stuff in my bin about to go through the scanner, and my phone was face up, and I don't even have like a ringer on my phone, so it wasn't vibrating, it wasn't making any noise. But Gavello was there, and he said, Brundy's calling you. And I was like, should I answer it? And he's like, I think you should probably answer it. And so I grabbed my bin off of the thing as it's moving towards the scanner. And, I'm holding on to my belt and, got all my stuff all over the place. And it took him, 5 minutes to spit it out that I was getting the call to the show. So I'm like, people are looking at me like I'm crazy. But just a whirlwind of emotions, and obviously dream come true. And, it was a crazy day. And I didn't even have my baseball gear when I got to Chase Field. It was on the truck back to Sacramento. So it was a crazy, crazy 24 hours, but it was everything I ever dreamed of.
I know Brundy likes to make those moments special, and sometimes TSA gets in the way. We're joined by Bryce Eldridge here in Tacoma. What about getting in your actual first big league game? What was the moment like for you? What did that stage feel like?
It was great. Obviously there were some nerves, and going into the first at bat, honestly, after that first at bat, I put a ball in play hard and grounded out, and then after that, it kind of just felt like, a normal game. The first at bat, the emotions were definitely running high, and I was very grateful to be there, very grateful to share that field with, all the guys we got on our team, Chapman, Adames, all these legends who've been playing for a while, and Devers, and Verlander was on the team, so just a cool experience, and they all had my back. They were all there picking me up, supporting me, so it was a cool experience for sure.
Is there something you noticed that was a major difference going from AAA pitching to Major League pitching?
Yeah, I mean, the pitchers just don't make a lot of mistakes, and if they do throw mistakes, you can't miss it, and that's something that, you can't really get away with, leaving pitches over the middle in the big leagues, and those guys don't do it often. No. So, yeah, I think here you kind of get more mistakes over the plate, and that's just something you're gonna have to adjust to, is just being ready for that mistake, hunting that mistake, and obviously a lot of experience. Those guys know how to pitch and they know how to get you off of your plan, and you know, it's an adjustment. Obviously all those arms are the best arms in the world, so it's just seeing guys, you know, a lot of those pitchers I have never seen before, a lot of guys in the minor leagues I see a lot, you know, you see them consistently, so just getting to see those arms consistently and getting used to those guys will be big.
I think it was right before you got called up, I think I was chatting with you in the cage in Oklahoma City, you were talking about how it kind of bothered you that people look down on your defense. I thought that was an interesting conversation. I'll always remember it because, you know, you're known for the bat and not so much for the glove, but you care about the glove. So how's that coming along, and what was kind of going through your mind as people were doubting you being able to play that position?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's more fuel to the fire. You know, obviously I think the media kind of wanted to make it a big story, and they needed, you know, a story to focus on. And I'm not saying I was great by any means the first year I was playing first base in pro ball, but I'd been pitching in high school, and you know, I'm an athlete, and I might not, you know, necessarily run like one. I'm not the fastest on the field, but I can move around. And you know, I knew it was just a matter of time and matter of reps and time and work that I'd figure it out. And it's something I worked really hard with. You know, had the opportunity to work with Ron Washington this spring, and that was huge for me. You know, I've taken he had us taking so many reps. Just the repetition of everything has just become something where it's like, you don't have to use, I don't have to use my head anymore. It's just go out and react and let the feet work, let the glove work. And you know, I feel so confident over there, and you know, I feel like I could play first base with the best of them in the big leagues. So I think everything in this game is a confidence thing, and I got all the confidence in the world there right now, and that's just from reps and time and work. So it's been good. I'm feeling good over there.
Lastly, Bryce, I've been doing this a long time. So think back 22 years ago to some of the first prospects that I got to follow on their way up the ladder. They didn't have to deal with a fraction of the noise that you guys have to deal with now. You know, there was no social media. No one had their phones. And it's just so noisy at times, you know, for you and for others. How do you kind of block that noise out and not let it affect you?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I deleted Twitter. I loved Twitter. Twitter is a great thing. It was a great thing until I got into pro ball, and it's like, obviously the whole algorithm knows who my name is, and if my name pops up, you know, it'll come on my feed. And it got to a point where I was just like, I don't need to see any of this. This is ridiculous. But yeah, I mean, I kind of, a big thing for me in my life is my faith, and something that I'll always, you know, hang on to is the fact that, you know, I'm a Christian, I'm a man of God before I am a baseball player, and I'm not going to ever put my identity in being a baseball player. And I think that just helps me focus on the positives more than the negatives and what people have to say about me, good or bad. You know, I a big thing for me is just trying not to, you know, ride the highs, ride the lows, kind of just stay in the middle. And obviously we're all human. That's easier said than done sometimes. But I'd say just not putting my identity in being a baseball player or a prospect or whatever you want to call it, and just, you know, being a man of God, trying to glorify him on the field and treat everyone how they're supposed to be treated, how I'd like to be treated. So that's just, I'm always going to try and kill people with kindness. That's what people know about me, if you know me. So I'm going to keep it there.
You're the best, man. So happy for your success, and keep it going. Stay warm tonight here. It's going to get chilly.
I'm going to try. It can't be worse than last night, so we'll be good.
Now, last night was an all-timer. That's Bryce Eldridge. We'll come back and have the starting lineups and a first pitch. It's the start of a doubleheader in Tacoma. The Rivercats and the Rainiers next on the Rivercats Digital Network. Sure.